Just a couple dozen people turned out to witness a big moment in the short history of the new borough, formed nearly 5 years ago. Governor Bill Walker was on hand to sign the legislation that passed in May.
You know, my background is local government, so anything I can do that I see come through that involves helping local government do a better job of what they're doing, you know, more assets, more land, anything, I'm very excited about that.
One of Petersburg's arguments for the land increase was that the property will help the municipal government become more self-sufficient. 96% of the borough is untaxable national forest land, with other small percentages already granted to the Alaska Mental Health Trust, Southeast State Forest, the University, and Gold Belt, Juneau's Urban Native Corporation. Only 0.3% is in private hands, generating property tax for the borough, but this bill could increase that. Sam Bungie, a retired land surveyor for the U.S. Forest Service, served on the committee charged with choosing which of the state lands to select. That committee prioritized a shorter list, but will have to go back and add to their choices.
Well, we were hopeful, but no, we didn't quite imagine it would happen so smoothly and so soon. But yeah, this is nice. There's a lot of interesting state parcels out there for the borough to select.
As for the land that piques his interest, Bungie mentions some on Mitkoff Island, about 10 miles south of Petersburg.
I'm looking at Falls Creek. There's two half sections down there along the creek and the road that are state unappropriated land. Fairly level, got the creek in it, road access. Looks ideal for future development.
The committee's shorter list totaled 1,321 acres, and it focused on economic development land. For instance, several rock pits and waterfront parcels near existing boat ramps or other facilities. Those parcels are at Cape Fanshawe and Thomas Bay on the mainland. Some are on southern Mitkoff Island near Little Blind Slough and around Woodpecker Cove, as well as eastern Mitkoff at Frederick Point. Other top choices are in Kuprinoff Island's Duncan Canal area. Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins sponsored the House version of the bill and is thrilled to see it become law.
It's a big win for Petersburg. It was a good example of collaboration and getting through, I would argue, common sense legislation in a year that didn't see a lot of successes on that front.
With belt tightening at the local level, the additional state land can help, although Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht cautions it's help that will come many years down the road.
You know, a lot of this land, it's long-term propositions. It can't immediately be turned into cash to run the borough, but it is clearly an asset that can be used for development, for, you know, quality of life things, and in future potential revenue streams for the borough. So, again, not right away, but over time, it's pretty valuable.
And Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen notes that some local residents have had historic ties to some of the parcels.
But, you know, there's some areas like Fanshawe, Cape Fanshawe area, that's kind of historical for Petersburg. Used to be a fox farm there and a post office. In fact, my grandmother Willie worked there, and when my mom and Jean Tinas, her sister, were around their 18-ish years. So, that's a pretty special place.
So did the governor have any heartburn increasing the land allotment for Petersburg while the state struggles under huge budget deficits? Doesn't sound like it.
And really, Petersburg is increasing the opportunities for Petersburg. So the good work by Senator Stedman, John Christ Thompson, to make this happen. One of my jobs is to make sure that everybody has every tool possible to make their area successful. And so if that means land being transferred to them that they're entitled to, I'm only too happy to do that. So, and again, I don't want to take too much credit myself for this, because a lot of the work is obviously done by Senator Stedman and Representative Jonathan Christ Thompson. So I'm just happy to be part of it. It's certainly a bill that I supported and one that I was very, very happy to sign. Very happy to sign it in Petersburg.
Petersburg's Community and Economic Development Director Liz Cabrera and the borough's lobbyist in Juneau, Ray Matuszewski, worked to get the bill through the legislature. Both were on hand for the signing. The actual transfer of parcels from the Department of Natural Resources to the borough is expected to take years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.